Muse Expo Europe 09 with Phil Chadwick, the manager of Elbow, which has been a very successful band, winning the Mercury Prize of the last year. Phil, big news today is that the Pirate Bay seems to have had interest from a buyer to buy the company, which says it wants to legitimise the Pirate Bay and to actually start compensating the artists and the rights holders. We know that the labels are pretty much opposed to the Pirate Bay. They sued it. They won. What's the view at the manager level? What's the view at the artist level? Is it the same kind of opposition? Or, you know, we hear from time to time that maybe there's some value in this kind of P2P channel. At least the music is getting out there. So what's the manager view?
I think there's two views from artists. View one is that the more music that gets out there, the more people get to hear your music, the more people get into your band, the more people they search out your band, the more people will go to your live shows. And you like to hope if they hear one great song, we might move on to buying the album. The other side is clearly that artists make a living out of selling music, and essentially when people get your album for free, they are technically stealing it. You look at things like Spotify, who are trying to kind of legitimize streaming and paid for streaming. I mean, I think that's the way forward. I think the future is going to have to be a subscription service where people pay, yes, to get access to music, and then the band get a pro rata share of the income.
But as these new unlimited subscription models come to the fore, some people on the music side of the business seem to be suggesting that they're not getting their fair share, their cut of the new revenue that these online services are coming up with. Is that your case? Is that what you're seeing? Are you getting what you deserve from it?
We're talking to, I mean, Elbow signed to Universal, and there is the big problem is unattributed income, which is essentially the advances that the big record labels who own the copyrights can get, and they don't have to attribute it to an artist until they can prove, or until you, the artist, can prove that you deserve a percentage of it. So I think we do need some kind of transparency for if Universal or any label are going to do a deal with any of these companies. I think as managers and artists, we should be able to see how many of our tracks are being streamed and what percentage that we should get. I'm fairly certain that all these companies, in a digital age, Spotify know exactly what tracks are being streamed at any one point in time. So unless they've all got something to hide, I don't see any reason why the artists shouldn't have access to that information.
And the idea with models like Spotify is we're moving away from an era in which we owned music to one in which music is a service in the cloud that we can access. Is that okay from the point of a music manager, that we move away from actually owning the music as a tangible product?
I mean, it's a shame for the artists, because the artists have always loved a physical product. You've got things like artwork, which is attached to that. And obviously, with downloads and streaming, there's less importance put onto artwork. So as a form of art, and to have a tangible product, I think that's always been a highlight of any band's career. When the 7-inch limited edition vinyl comes in, it's always the bands that want a copy of it more than anybody else. So I think from a band's perspective, it's a shame. I think over the last few years, any artist who's been complaining about the price of CDs or the fact that people can't get hold of their music, they haven't really got too many legs to stand on now, because it's all out there for free. So on one hand you win, on the other hand you lose.
Okay, Phil, thanks very much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Cheers.